information related to his whereabouts is asked to contact authorities. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office reports that at-risk missing person, 33-year-old Marilyn Jarnigan, has returned safely to her residence in Hoopa. The Sheriff's Office reported Jarnigan as missing on Friday after she was released from county jail earlier that morning. She returned to her Hoopa home in good health. At their meeting this morning, the County Board of Supervisors took time to honor longtime County Deputy Coroner Roy Horton, who retired after more than 20 years on the job. Horton started his career as a reserve police officer in the city of Arcata in 1993 and was hired by the coroner's office in 1996, serving in various roles. He was noted for his role as an educator as well. He teaches coroner investigations at the College of the Redwoods Police Academy, which is something he will continue to do post-retirement. The board also honored longtime Assistant County Administrative Officer Cheryl Dillingham, who stepped down after 30 years with county administration. She began her career as an accounting clerk in 1987. Over the past few weeks, Trinity County officials have experienced numerous calls for search and rescue teams to help stranded motorists on rural forest roads that were impacted by the recent spell of weather conditions. In turn, the Trinity County Sheriff's Office has issued an advisory requesting citizens not to travel on these listed roadways. Motorists are advised not to travel on Underwood Mountain, Big Creek, Soldier Creek, and Corral Bottom roads. Officials have also advised that Big Mountain, Ironside Mountain, County Line Road, and Forest Road 30 are not safe for winter travel. The snow, ice, and rock slides have not been removed from these roadways, and you are advised to seek alternate routes. The Martin Luther King March in Eureka had a big turnout. Dan Squire has more.
Between 400 to 500 people gathered in downtown Eureka yesterday in honor of Martin Luther King Jr. The event was sponsored by the Eureka Police Department and the local chapter of the NAACP, and it's been a goal of Eureka Police Chief Andy Mills for a few months now. Mills has repeatedly addressed the need for better communication and relationships between police and the community, and he teamed up with Liz Smith, the president of the local NAACP chapter. At 11 o'clock, following a short address by Mills, marchers walked through Old Town to the Adorney Center for an hour-long ceremony.
Thank you, Dan. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Humboldt County Board of Supervisors is accepting applications to fill out one position on the Planning Commission. Residents interested in serving on the commission must submit their applications by 5 p.m. this Thursday, and the term is set to begin on February 1st. For more information on the application process, you can contact county officials. St. Joseph's Medical Group announced the opening of a new pulmonology clinic, which will be staffed by incoming pulmonologist Dr. William Eschenbacher. Prior to moving to the county, Eschenbacher was employed by the Cincinnati VA Medical Center. Before that, he did his pulmonology training at the University of California. John Arianpour, the president of St. Joe's Medical Group, said that Dr. Eschenbacher is a very welcome addition to the growing group of high-quality medical practitioners, and they are pleased to now